If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And just like clockwork, 25 basis points cut.
As expected, so no surprises from the MPC yesterday. If anything, it bodes well for us as South African consumers and has been part of the pipeline. So I guess some good news for us to celebrate, though there is great expectation that we should see this continue within the first quarter of next year.
Okay. And then what's happening in the retail sector?
There's been a number of updates that we've seen here, Sizwe, primarily from big retail companies that we're familiar with. But a quick snapshot of Spar. Many of us know it as a South African retailer, but truth be told, it's a global counter in that particular regard. It operates in Ireland, Southwest England, Switzerland, and Poland. Now, Poland has been a very problematic organization for it. It first entered into that market into the early 90s, and then in 2019 made an acquisition of a local Polish retailer. But since then, it's been bleeding profits, and as a result, has accrued a lot of debt, lost a lot of cash flow, and just struggle to be competitive within that market. So what we know, yesterday it was announced that the shareholders of the company have not only given it the green light to actually sell this business and completely exit the Polish market, but have also extended at least 20 billion rand as a bridge financing facility to help it pay off its debt. Coming closer to home, though, to another retailer, Mr. Price actually saw its trading update regarding its sales. And it seems as though we as South Africans have been shopping, not only when it comes to clothes and household goods, but also when it comes to telecoms and cell phones, purchasing them from Mr. Price and the group of companies that it also owns. Think of the likes of Sheet Street and even Yuppie Chef that it also owns at its stores. That share price was also firmer by at least 8% yesterday. And if anything, it is expected that this buoyancy in the current company's results is also as a result of a recovery that we've seen in load shedding. So there's some good news there. And then on to another retailer that all eyes will be focused on next week, definitely has to be Pick n Pay and Boxer. As of next week, the 28th of November, Boxer will be unbundled and officially listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Taking place there. So lots of kudu horns will be blown, but there's a sense of excitement in terms of the pre-listing activity. So a lot of shareholders trying to get their footing in just before the IPO takes place.
Okay. And then what are the markets looking like?
Markets yesterday wasn't a bad day at all, up in positive territory. 85,522 points is where we closed off. Currency-wise, still fairly stable. 18.13 to the greenback, 22.79 to the pound, and 18.97 against the euro.
Thank you. Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.